Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
U.S. stores only starting on July 8th while supplies last. Exclusions may apply. See IKEA.com for details. All textiles imported. Some products require assembly.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Papa John's Pizza is hiring. They're looking for delivery drivers and in-store team members. Full and part-time positions available. Delivery drivers need their own vehicle, proof of insurance, and a good driving record. Papa John's is hiring. Visit your local Papa John's to apply.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins joins us live, most likely, I'm going to guess, driving down Interstate 57 in rural southern Illinois through the cornfields of Illinois. He is the man, the myth, the legend, Jeff Calkins joins us now via telephone. And there it is, Catherine playing the music. How sweet it is. Jeff Calkins, how are you on this lovely Wednesday afternoon?
Good, but I'm now on 55.
Oh,
if you drive long enough,
wow,
you go from 57 to 55, and then you're going through the cotton fields of soybean fields of Arkansas.
You're going to hit Blytheville and all Osceola, all those great hot spots that I've driven through at 100 miles an hour many times.
So. Exactly right. Awesome. I've been driving since.
Well, you have been on the road. You're like Charles Kuralt, for God's sakes. I mean, it's like, where have you not been?
Trip. Well, where have I been? I've been to Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
And then we went to Chicago. Then we flew from Chicago to San Francisco for a wedding. And then back to Chicago.
Oh.
Left the kids off at a program there. And then went up to northern Michigan.
Yeah. Dump their ass off and go to San Francisco. All right.
To see my folks. And then I drive them back. That's it.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
Vacation.
Yeah, just your normal, 20-state vacation or whatever.
Right, vacation, exactly right.
So an update on the World Cup. I don't know if you were listening in the car, which I assume you probably were. Maybe you have a Sirius XM or something listening to. France and Croatia are now in the championship Sunday. Are you disappointed that your Belgium team is not in?
You know, I'm not, let's be clear, I'm not seriously disappointed either way. I'm a little disappointed that England isn't in.
Yeah.
Because I think England-France would be a classic, you know, it's the old rivals, the old foes, right? I think England has not either won a cup or been to the final or something like that since 1966.
Oh.
I think that's true. And so I guess I wanted England to face France, I think. I do not feel strongly about it.
You don't care one way or the other. You're just trying to.
Now I'll be rooting for Croatia. Now it's gonna be underdog.
Yeah.
Why
not? I think John Martin said he was like going to some Irish pub today to see the end of this thing. It actually was a compelling game. Catherine and I saw before we came in. Catherine, by the way, part of the Memphis soccer team. I'll give a plug for their women's soccer team as Catherine is here in studio. But we were pretty shocked because it would seem like a little bit of an upset. Croatia, they had to go into extra time. Is that right, Catherine?
Yeah.
And so, it was a good match to watch. So anyway, I know we don't have a lot of soccer fans, so I'm going to move on. So I don't know if you caught this last night, but did you watch the Summer League game last night, Jeff? If you didn't, it's okay. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I can fill you in.
I did not watch it.
So prior to the game, Doris Burke, they had this, like, coaches, I'll call it celebration of coaches. They were, like, celebrating all the great coaches, and they had pictures with the coaches. So Doris Burke, you're watching, getting ready for the Grizzlies game against Sacramento, and they have Dave Yeager sitting next to J.B. Bickerstaff for, I mean, literally 30 minutes. Like, they're talking for 30 minutes while the game is going on. And it was sort of striking because you have a former Grizzlies coach there, separated by a coach with Fizdale in the middle, but he wasn't there. So it's Bickerstaff and Yeager next to each other, okay? And it was sort of striking because I didn't realize how close they were. I was sort of expecting it to be uncomfortable, and it was actually fascinating. And they get to this part where they're doing a video montage of the coaches that they look up to. And during the piece, they show the coaches that J.B. Bickerstaff in his career has looked up to, and Lionel Hollins is on it. And then they flash to Yeager's coaches that he has looked up to it. Lionel Hollins, not on it. this is why I was so you notice this as a Grizzlies fan getting ready for this game or watch the game. And so I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's probably makes sense. I don't know how close he and Lionel were, but whatever. He didn't list him. In the middle of the montage, he butts in and Yeager goes, yeah, I listed Lionel too. He's just not in my graphic. What did you guys do, basically? So, like,
really?
Yeah, I just was sort of struck by it. And I sort of wonder what it's like in JB's mind now, because that was what the question was. You know, JB sort of was asking the question, how are you doing? Are you comfortable now? You've got the gig. And sort of Yeager is sitting back sort of with a poker face like, yep, been down this road before with this whole shell game, you know. How do you think JB is honestly doing, and how do you think it will go for JB this year? That's my question.
Let me ask you another question, if I can. You may have an answer.
Yeah, please.
Do you know who the other people were who they looked up to?
Yeah,
they both
had Popovich in the montage. So they had only listed two or three. And for JB, obviously, his father, Bickerstaff, you know, Bernie was his biggest influence. And for Yeager, he also listed Pop. And I forget who the other one was. But the striking thing was Lionel missing from Yeager's, and the fact that live national TV on ESPN2 with Doris Burke, he butts in and goes, yeah, Lionel was on mine too. And I don't know if a lot of people listening noticed that, but I noticed it. And it was revealing. And it was also like Dave looks like he's lost weight. He looks good. He's maybe lost too much weight, in fact, but pretty sure of himself. It was an interesting 30 minutes of television.
I mean, it's a fascinating dynamic, but because, like, of course, it was Lionel. You know, he obviously worked with Lionel, and then there was the sense, a very clear sense on the part of Lionel.
Yes.
I don't know if this is fair or not, but there's a very clear sense on the part of Lionel.
Right.
He was standing in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was pushed out. And they did have a frosty relationship, at least for a while, if not. And I mean, it doesn't seem to me like it's, I can't believe that they're, I do see that it would be awkward for Dave, because who likes to acknowledge that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you ask Lionel about it or Dave about it publicly, they both just shrug it off. And so you don't want, it looks ridiculous when one of them has, when he's got Lionel there and Yeager worked for Lionel and doesn't have him listed. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I don't know if David did list him originally.
Yeah.
But if or maybe
see, that's
if
the thing we don't know, right? Yeah, you don't
Dave
know.
If just saw the graphic and said, put me down for Lionel, too. Like, I don't want to be like that.
Right.
It's an interesting situation because, like, in many ways, Dave, when he left, I mean, Dave and Lionel both, in different ways, left for the same reason.
Yeah.
You think of them as totally different, and they left in different circumstances.
Well, and they both screwed around with the front office with their words, in a way, wouldn't you say? I mean, Lionel and Yeager, yes. Like, they were like riffing on the front office, basically, on the way out.
And not even on the way out, it was while they were there.
Yeah, because they wanted out, right.
Well, apart from that, like, they wanted different things. So I don't think Lionel did not want out. Lionel wanted a new contract.
Yeah, right. Money.
But Lionel would openly take shots at the front office, the, you know, that was the beer, but beer, you know, champagne.
Yeah, champagne taste on a beer budget stuff, right?
And that stuff. Yeah. And then Jaeger was doing this, stuff about Jordan Adams you'd hear all the time.
Like, right, yeah, Rodney Hood every moment he got.
They were each in the end. Now, Jaeger was, and the truth of the matter is, Jaeger, the departures were very similar. The only difference is.
I think we lost Jeff. We're going through a court. There we go.
But they both left.
Yeah.
They both left and got big paydays from crappy organizations.
Right.
Like, that's sort of what's interesting. They both followed a similar path.
It's true.
Now, whether Dave is going to be able to, Lionel in the end couldn't turn around the Nets because who could?
Right.
And whether Dave will be able to turn around the Kings, you wonder how long that will last.
It is fascinating to watch Jaeger's team now because he sort of has a gimme because it's basically stocked with like some of these players didn't even play last year. Like it's a bunch of first and second year players. Like Jason Smith said the funniest thing. He said Sacramento's regular season team, it's their summer league team plus De'Aaron Fox.
The funny thing about it, of course, is that the rap against Dave, or one of the raps against Dave here,
right,
which I never thought was completely fair because I didn't see what young talent he failed to develop. But one of the raps against Dave was he didn't develop young talent, right? He was not a developer of young talent. And there he is in Sacramento, and all he's got is young. Like, that's exactly right. I think Jason's point's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of JB, when they talk, I'm sure they have something to talk about because Dave knows this organization, and JB now knows this organization.
Mm-hmm.
But JB, I don't think, is soured on this organization the way that Dave was in the end. My sense of JB is it's interesting to me how reputations are – coaches come in basically and they have a reputation when they're hired.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes and it really is – it could just be window dressing. Like, Fizdale was a wildly popular hire.
Yep.
Jaeger was a – pretty popular hire, although there were some people mad about Lionel.
Right.
Lionel was a very unpopular hire. Hubie was a very unpopular hire. Indeed, I would venture to say that the best coaches the Grizzlies have ever had were among the least popular hires.
Right.
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 When Hubie was hired, most people were like, what in God's name? The man is 87 years old and hasn't coached in more than a decade.
Right,
and they're bringing him out of the mothball.
Yeah, he's still 87, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's still, oddly enough.
He hasn't aged a day. Yeah.
When Lionel was hired, it was, oh my God, can you believe it? They're only going to give him a
They finally gave him a shot and they're giving him $1 million. Yeah.
But they gave him a year and a half contract.
Yeah,
who can?
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of that year, I think, in one more year.
You thought Kyle Heisley for that? Yeah,
yeah. It was so it felt like, and the guy who had seven different interviews never could get a head coaching right. job, et cetera.
Yeah.
Whereas the truth of the matter is, those are the two best coaches they've ever had.
Yep.
Then you go to Jaeger, who was kind of controversial, but was in the end a good coach.
Yep.
Was disliked by some.
Yep.
And then you go to the hot coaches, the hot young assistants who everyone. Now those are great hires.
Mm-hmm.
And those two people are Mark Ivoroni and David Fizdale, who for various reasons, and I'm not equating them because I think Fizdale's a better coach.
Yep.
But who didn't work out? The two popular hires were ones that didn't work out. So in midst of all of this. And then Fratello was kind of in the middle. Like, most people thought he was a good hire, and in fact, he did work. He had quite some success. He was quite successful. He wasn't a
complete D-head, though.
He was not a great guy to be around.
No, he's a D-head.
But he was an effective coach with a limited team. He got him into the playoffs. So then in comes J.D. Bickerstaff, and I think the question would be, what about J.D. Bickerstaff makes you think that he's worse than Jaeger, who was successful here?
Yeah.
What makes you think that he's worse than David Fizdale? What makes you think that, I mean, like, why would you think that, except for the fact that he doesn't come in with the glitz
right.
of those two guys? And he was interim and
yeah, he handled the situation well. That's the thing that we sort of resort to, right, with J.B.
And he handled it well.
Right.
Kept the
players together. Like, Mark likes him. You know, that's probably positive.
I don't even think it's like. I think to say that it's like, in the end, it doesn't matter that they like him. But it does matter that they respect him.
Right.
And Mark is not an idiot. right? Mark knows basketball. He has a good basketball mind. I think we could all acknowledge that. I actually think one of his problems with David Chisdale was he's never told me this, and I'm just, this is conjecture, but I think one of his problems with Fizdale was all slogans and
marketing. Yeah. Like a lot of flash. Yeah. Get out of, and take that for data. Yeah. All that stuff.
And Mark was just like, how good can you X and O?
Right.
You know, like that's all Mark was.
Which
and
was so what I Jaeger think, was very good at. Jaeger was great at that.
Right. And I think JB's quieter, less flashy approach probably appeals to Mark. So if you can get the respect of both the older players and the younger players while you are even in the process of losing game after game after game, I think that says something about you. Now, in the end, he probably won't be that successful because the Grizzlies don't have a great roster, although I think they've done good things to their roster this summer. And so maybe it gives, you know, one of the nice things about this is it gives JB a fighting chance. I think he's got a bunch of smart players who I believe will play together and who will, I think, respond to his style of coaching. And none of it's flashy. Mark isn't flashy.
Well, and Mike Conley has a 50-inch vertical now. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Mike Conley has a 50-inch vertical. Yeah. If you use visual illusions, he has a, it's unbelievable.
That's pretty flashy.
Yeah.
So, but fundamentally, every time JB talks, and this was true at the first press conference, it was true the next day when he came on my show, it was true at the most recent press conference with the draftees. Every time he talks, I'm impressed. Now, let's see him coach games, obviously. Yep. But every time he talks, I think he impresses me. He impresses me with his sense of competence, his calm, his vision, his all of that. And so, the truth is he'll probably meet some version of the same end that every other Grizzlies coach has met, right?
Yep.
Like that's what happens at the NBA, and it's what will happen to him.
Listen, here,
But I think along the way, he could do a good job.
Here's my take on the coaches, and I think we're talking with Jeff Calkins, by the way, who's driving through Blytheville or someplace on the 55. You know, I have a tendency to do a little revisionist history with these coaches. I never did like Fratella, but that's only because I met him and he wasn't very nice to me. With Lionel Hollins, at the time, as part of the media, I didn't necessarily like him as much. And I heard some of the backroom stuff, you know, when him and Vernon got into it. And you know, he was an ornery guy. But I've seeing what he did and what he got us to, I like Lionel. Like, the videos with him, he's sort of this, you know, presence on the sideline. And sort of the same with Jaeger, and I know it didn't end well. I thought Jaeger was a good X's and O's coach. To me, and I know this is Gary's show, so Gary would probably hate that I'm saying this, but I know Gary loves Fizdale, and I liked Fizdale. He was fine. But to me, there was a little too much Hollywood. The one thing that I like about JB is when you listen to him, to your point, when you listen to him in a press conference, he's not there to impress you. He's never really going to impress you with what he's about to say, and he'll say, he's just talking. Like, he's just answering questions and talk about the roster. And stylistically, I think that will serve him well here. I do think the roster is going to be decent. I think Kyle Anderson's going to be good. And I'm going to parlay that into talking about Summer League with you, if you don't mind, which is the game that was on behind JB and Jaeger as they were doing this interview. And they didn't have, they didn't have Jaren Jackson last night. Wayne Selden will likely be in the rotation by all accounts from what I've seen him, based on the fact that they don't have anybody. Kobe Simmons played last night, and he was one of the highlights. But other than that, last night, Javon Carter looked like not great to me. Dede doesn't look like he should be on the roster. And now I've fallen back in love with Trae Young on the Summer League stuff. So I've come full circle with everything, because we started out with the Grizzlies on fire in Summer League. Everybody loved J3. And now, with him sitting out, maybe it's just because he sat out, but, like, I'm not in love with it as much as I was, them being the Grizzlies Summer League team. Thoughts?
Well, first of all, I want to return to the coaching thing.
Okay.
Because I think that Lionel was ornery. I mean, that's just what he was. And for that reason, he was not as, by various people in the media, was not as, for example, as beloved in some ways. Well, I don't know. Well, Hubie was the most beloved.
Yeah.
And Fizdale was great with the media, absolutely great with the media. Lionel was ornery, And there's no question that's true. But Lionel also, there are various people who want to essentially give him, you know, coronate him before everything he did with the Grizzlies. And then there are other people who like to say, oh, the Grizzlies would have become the Grizzlies without Lionel. I think that's stupid to say that the Grizzlies would have become those Grizzlies without Lionel.
I do too.
Lionel is the one you got. It's petty and small to not give him credit.
I agree.
For being the most successful coach this franchise has ever had. Did he have weaknesses? Of course he has weaknesses. But he was the most successful coach this has ever had. And I think it's nice to. Mike would have become Mike, and Tony would have been Tony, and Zeebo would have been Zeebo, and everything else. But the truth of the matter is, Zeebo was not this Zeebo anywhere else. Tony was not, you know, I mean, so they did develop under Lionel, and I think it's small-minded not to give Lionel credit for what he accomplished. I also think it's fashionable now to crap on Dave, and I think Dave did a good job. I honestly think they've been, considering how the churn in coaches that they've had, I think the coaches have, by and large, been pretty darn good, and you know, with notable exceptions of Iveroni, obviously, was not good. And then Fizdale, it'll be interesting to see what happens in New York, because what happened here was not a reflection. I didn't think the full season that he had, they won. He didn't overachieve. He might overachieve by a game or two in the playoffs, and he overachieved when with the take that for data moment.
But that was a moment. He got more pizzazz out of that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
In terms of the regular season.
Right.
About as many games, or maybe a couple fewer than he should have won.
Yeah.
So I think New York City will be interesting. He said before, like, I like David Fizdale. I think, and I like the way he was in our community. I like lots of things about him, but I think the New York thing will be an interesting experiment. In terms of Summer League, let's be clear. Summer League is fun when you're watching your first round draft pick, right?
Right.
Beyond that, it's like watching The Hustle. Who gives a flip? Like, I mean,
The Hustle. Well, we've seen the attendance numbers, sure.
Yeah, so it's as long as Jaren Jackson's playing, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And then when he stops playing, it's no longer interesting.
It sucks, right? No, you nailed
and
it.
So, like, I'm not like.
I think you've discovered why I was so upset last night.
Right?
you've hit on it. Yeah.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because you want to, honestly, if he's good, it's interesting. If he's bad, it's interesting. If he's mediocre, it's interesting. Jaren Jackson Jr. as the future is interesting.
Yeah.
Watching Kobe Simmons, with all due respect, is not really that interesting.
Right.
And watching Didi is depressing.
No, it's he needs to not be on the roster.
I saw you singled him out with
Did you see my analysis last night?
When
I prepare for a radio show, I don't do it half-assed, Jeff. Like, I get the tape out. Like, we're going to break it down. You know what I'm saying?
You took me into the film. Were you like Jaws?
I was doing the film breakdown for those of you who haven't seen it, follow me on Twitter at Brad Carson. You go to the tape. There's on my feed last night. Deontay Davis is on the block. Did you watch the video, Jeff?
Yes, I did.
Let me take you through it.
Like, Brad is breaking stuff down. So he's sitting there.
I played the game, Jeff. Come on, right there in the cornfields of Illinois where you're driving through.
Exactly. Was it a foul shot? He does not block out.
So he's on the low block. Okay, second shot. He's charged with. No, it's a foul shot. So he's got. If you are responsible for blocking out the man, that's what you do. So he's supposed to block the guy out. He doesn't block out. Guy gets the rebound, goes to the other side, the right side of the lane. He goes up for a little bitty bunny shop, and he just fouls right into him. I mean, it was just embarrassing.
And you're ready to cut him on the spot.
I would have cut him right there. Like if I'm like one of the 40 assistants on the sideline, I would have walked down and threw him off the court. Just right there.
It was despicable. I've never seen anything. You just destroyed him on the internet. I'm like, wow. Cowboy Carson's killing people on the internet.
There were other people. I wasn't alone, by the way. So.
I was talking to Jeffrey about this earlier. The moment that yesterday it came across the transom that that Jaren Jackson Jr. was not going to play, that game became not interesting.
Right.
Like,
that's
I'm trying
exactly
to say it. And the early returns on Javon Carter are not great.
No, he's hard. He plays hard, but at the end of the day, can't hit a shot. He plays full court, which is great. Like, he's going to be known as the greatest guy who defends from end to end that can't make a shot at this point.
Right. We'll see if he has the physical tools to make it in the league. I'm a little bit skeptical there. But if JJJ or J3, whatever you're calling him, if he's good and makes it, then the draft will have been a success. But, yes, I'm with you that it becomes much less interesting when he's not playing.
All right, final footnote here. I want to get to Tiger basketball, and then I'm going to let you go because I know you have important driving to do, and Sam Amico from his NBA website is going to talk a little bit more about some stuff. The Tigers announced today, and basically the tournament announced it, that they're going to open this tournament they're doing in November against Oklahoma State, so they get a Big 12 opponent. And it's sort of a reminder, as Catherine and I spoke about this, that game will be probably a compelling game because it's a pretty good Big 12 team that you're playing early in the season. So early on, we're going to get a chance to see how good this team is and sort of where they're at. My question is, do we anticipate this team living up to the ticket sales? In other words, we're all like, wow, look at the freshmen coming in, top 30 recruits. Next year should be great. Penny excitement, ticket sales through the roof. And I think that's great. And I think we all at the station have thought that's great. But when we see them play Oklahoma State in November, what will we be reminded that they got an uphill battle, or what do you think we'll see?
Oh, I think they'll have a ways to go, but I think that's fine. Like, I don't think the ticket sales are because people are expecting them to go to the Final Four
right,
or this year, or even because people are expecting them to go to the NCAA tournament this year. I think the ticket sales are because people are expecting them to go back to the NCAA tournament in the next couple of years, mm-hmm. and people are expecting them to have a Sweet 16 run in the next 5 years, and people are expecting Penny to do big-time recruiting this year, and people are expecting Alex Lomack and Tyler Harris to be really good four-year players, and also because people wanted to be back in love with Memphis Tiger basketball, and people wanted to support Penny Hardaway, and they wanted to be part of something exciting. And so, but I don't think they're doing it because they necessarily expect to be great at the beginning of this season or beat Oklahoma State or anything else. And so, we just saw 2 days ago where they were projected
eighth in that power ranking by John Rothstein, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a power ranking.
But I do think it's a reminder that they're not supposed to win the conference this year. Mm-hmm. And although they will have some of the best freshmen, I mean, Jamal Johnson, who they lost, was a good player. Jamario was a good player. David Nickelberry didn't really play, so he doesn't count. But Jamal Johnson's a good player, but the truth of the matter is they have a lot more returning this year than they did the previous year, than they did last year, right? I mean, you do still have, Keevan Davenport's returning. So they got a lot
good
more
returning players, really.
Yeah, players who've sort of proven that they can at least exist on this level. Mm-hmm. And then they've added the best freshman class, freshman class in the conference. So,
right.
I think it's the fun of an upward trajectory and hope and fear, all that stuff. But it's not because, here's the truth: if they go to the NIT this year, it'll be an exciting NIT because of everything that's coming. Because these are young players who you expect to build, et cetera. If they had gone to the NIT last year, it wouldn't have created excitement because we knew what the ceiling was on those players, and it was not going to be a Sweet 16 ceiling. And so NIT-type seasons can be the first step in a thrillingly upward trajectory, or they can just be, this is kind of depressing, we made the NIT. And I don't know if they're going to make the NCAA tournament or the NIT tournament next year, but if they make the NIT, it'll be my suspicion – it'll be one of those fun NIT trips.
Yeah.
It'll be, look at this
young look at
team
this.
Coming together,
right,
et cetera. And so you just, honestly, it'll be fun to see people back in the building again.
No
like
doubt.
Even that part of it's going to be fun.
That's
even
a game changer right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like to look around and then not see giant swaths of empty seats is
right,
going to be fun. Lonely old people sitting there wondering where the
We're not giving out
gone.
Free tickets to get people in the building for Cincinnati, right?
Right. Everyone whose name begins with an A through Z gets in free tonight, right?
Like 2-for-1 coupons.
It's crazy at what it became.
Yeah.
And so I'm not counting on them being awesome right off the start. I don't think they have to be awesome right off the start.
Good. Jeff, man, I appreciate you joining me to help me through this. Yes, sir.
Thrilled to do it. See ya.
No. Bye. Love the show. Jeff Calkins from the Jeff Calkins Show, which you can hear weekdays here, 9 to 11, in a soon-to-be-named publication as columnist and chief meteorologist or whatever else they'll have him do. That's Jeff. Next, Sam Amico, who is the senior writer of AmicoHoops.net, formerly with Fox Sports. We'll ask him what he thinks of the summer Grizz and their Kyle Anderson pickup next on the Gary Parrish Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here's a riddle. What's way fun, way hot, and goes by way too fast? That's right, summer. The one season we can't get enough of and can't believe when it's gone. So don't let the fun pass you by. Get the most out of your summer with July Instant Games. With four great games to play, go ahead and give yourself something fun to do while laying out or cooling off. And make this summer one to remember. July Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
At the Tennessee Lottery, we're all about game-changing fun, like winning numbers that are drawn three times a day. That's right. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, we draw numbers three times a day, Monday through Saturday, and once on Sunday, which means you've got three chances a day to win up to $500 for Cash 3 or $5,000 for Cash 4. So, plan to play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and 4. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Buy two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Before your future Heisman takes the football field, make sure they're protected with properly fitted equipment and apparel from All American Sporting Goods. They're the only place in Memphis offering the service for your football player. And proper fit is important for protection and good play on the field. Plan on trying on what you purchase. All American takes the time to make sure your athlete has a personal helmet fitting, the correct size shoulder pads for his frame, pants that fit, the hottest cleats, accessories, and more. They'll teach your athlete how to wear it and take care of it. Visit All American Sporting Goods and find all the top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Schutt, Douglas, Wilson, and Rawlings. And get all of these brands at the team price. Shop local with the experts that have been fitting peewees to pros for 50 years. Protection comes with a proper fit at All American Sporting Goods. 3230 Summer Avenue. Give them a call at 324-3783 or visit on Facebook and allamericaninc.com.
My mom group was shocked to hear David Kustoff voted hundreds of times with Nancy Pelosi and voted with her to give $500 million to Planned Parenthood. David Kustoff's not a real conservative. He's part of the problem.
My family wants to make our country great again. We are pro-life and support the Second Amendment. That's why we're voting for George Flynn, a true conservative who will bring West Tennessee values to Washington. I hope you'll join us.
I'm George Flynn, and I approve this message because I will never vote to fund Planned Parenthood.
Real West Tennessean voters supporting George Flynn.
George is somebody that America needs in Congress.
He believes in securing our borders against illegal immigration.
So he's been successful as a medical doctor and as a businessman.
George believes in the best America that we can have.
He does have the courage to stand up for his convictions and what he thinks is right.
America needs that kind of a congressman.
I do support Dr. Flynn because of his support for our values, and I think that's what we need a lot more of in Washington.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really worked. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 888- 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
At Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to offer service you can trust, along with innovative products like the Sensi Wi-Fi thermostat to keep you comfortable and save you money. Monitor temperatures and schedules from across the room or across the country, all from the convenience of your smartphone. Remote control of your home or office environment has never been easier. Have a Sensi Wi-Fi thermostat installed for only $259 for a limited time. Schedule today at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Get a low rate regardless of your driving history. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
Hurry into Kroger for the two-day-only digital sale. Friday and Saturday, get select cartons of Kroger Deluxe Ice Cream for just 99 cents with your Plus Card and digital coupon. At Kroger,
guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live.
The Gary Parish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Our thanks to Gary Parish for joining us live from Peach Jam. They're about to take the court at Peach Jam, and James Wiseman will be on the court. So Gary will have news on that tomorrow on the show. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the road. But right now we want to get to the founder and senior writer for AmicoHoops.net, formerly with Fox Sports National, the NBA columnist there for some time. Let's make today's big interview, Sam Amico.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sam, Brad Carson sitting in for Gary. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was reading through the site. You're an aggregator now. You got reporters. It's kind of a new venture. I've heard you on the station, so I just got turned on to the site this week. Thanks for coming on the show. It looks like things are going well for you there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We do original reporting as well, and that's really, but I mean, you know, we really didn't start making money until we started aggregating. So right. We're going to keep doing that.
Well, I think a centralized location is important, and you guys seem to be know what you're doing. I was reading through it today, so good work on that. And kind of want to start here with Memphis in the summer league. We sort of get upset when our star players in our first round draft picks don't play. But last night, Jaren Jackson did not play, so it was sort of boring for Grizzlies fans. But just in general terms, what do you think of the summer Grizzlies so far? And with Jaren Jackson, from what you've seen, we had one great game and some so-so games from Jaren Jackson so far.
Yeah, and that's usually what summer league is. He had the game with what, the 8 three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
Showed a really part of his game that maybe not many people were aware of, the fact that he can really step outside and hit those shots, you know, and a good athlete. Looks like a guy who's going to be able to contribute right away. You know, he's not going to be an all-star right away, and that's not really what they were expecting. They wanted to get a player who's going to be able to help them down the road and, maybe make an immediate impact. And he looks like he's a guy who fits that role, even though, you know, a couple games he wasn't outstanding, but he's, you know, what's funny, sometimes one general manager told me this probably 3 years ago, is that people get all caught up in the numbers a lot of times, or way guys play, but what they don't realize is sometimes we purposely put them in positions to fail in summer league just to see how they handle certain situations and to see how they respond.
So
a lot of times they're out there to not play real well. And that can, you know, that kind of gets the fans going one way or the other. But in reality, they all wait till the regular season training camp to start really putting a lot of stock in how a guy plays.
Well, Atlanta successfully put Trae Young in several positions to not be successful until he turned on the gas a little bit in his last two games, and now scoring, you know, mid-20s and really looking like the player. Frankly, the player that I thought, and Gary on this show the other day, Sam, sort of made the argument, because here I was with the Twitter mob sort of ganging up on Trae Young after he had 3-4 games that just looked pretty abysmal, frankly. And now he seems to have turned it on, and he looks like the player that I thought he would be. Is it just because he's a chucker? What am I missing here? What's he going to do in your estimation?
I think a lot of it is, there probably wasn't a bigger name coming out of college basketball this year than him. So he gets a little more attention from the media and certainly from people who are going to defend him and want to show him up. It's just like LeBron James. You see he gets everybody's best shot. You know, every night, LeBron James gets everybody's best shot.
Yeah.
And Trae Young going into summer league, probably same thing. He's the biggest name. He's the guy that, had the most flash. He led, the conference in scoring and assists I think that sometimes it takes a little while to get into a flow, especially when you're all of these guys are playing off of new teammates. Playing under a new system, learning a new voice under their new coach. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to take in. So I think that anybody who does have success right away and looks great all the time is probably, just a little bit of a freak of nature because usually that's not the case. Derrick Rose, who obviously had a great career, was awful in summer league basketball. Great career until he got injured.
Yeah. Well, and I can go back to Lonzo Ball last year, had some great games, looked okay, triple doubles, and then he's so career. Memphis Grizzlies, for example, Jordan Adams had a couple of 20-point games pretty early in his summer league debut, and we saw what happened with that. So we're talking to Sam Amico. He's the founder and senior writer. He's at amicohoops.net. You can go check out his website. It's A-M-I-C-O hoops.net. Formerly with Fox Sports, and Sam's nice enough to join us here. Let's go back to the Grizzlies now here in Memphis. The four-year deal got some eyes popping out of San Antonio and obviously here in Memphis. 4 years for Kyle Anderson out of San Antonio, which the Spurs did not match, $37 million. The Grizzlies seemingly overpaid by all accounts from the folks we've talked to here on the station, but they sort of had to given the market situation. We've talked a lot about that on the station. I'm sure you've talked about that with these sort of middle markets, the small markets that can't do what the Los Angeles sort of teams do. But the Spurs prioritizing some other players like Bertans or whatever, I mean, was this the right move for the Grizzlies? And then also, was it the right move for the Spurs to move on from Kyle Anderson? I'll ask it from both perspectives, Sam.
Well, first of all, if you're the Grizzlies, you had a guy in Tyreke Evans who Anderson, his upside is comparable to that, could be better. Than that, and I thought Evans was great last year in Memphis. Now, if Anderson can play that way, that style, that's the kind of guy he is, kind of the Swiss Army knife type of guy. Now, you're betting on him improving if you're the Grizzlies into that kind of Tyreke Evans role where he's making a huge difference, huge impact, not as strong and not as good of a defender as Draymond Green, but you're hoping offensively he can give you that stuff. He's a guy who's got a soft touch. He can handle the ball. He can rebound a little bit. So you're betting on him saying, hey, we're putting our faith in you to kind of become that Swiss Army knife guy. And if he does, he certainly has that capability. Then certainly you did not overpay. But based on what he's done thus far, yeah. That's probably a lot of money for the guy. So if you're San Antonio, you right now, you're a mess.
Everybody's ripping at you, It's a tough deal,
But you're not worried about the Kyle Andersons of the world.
Right.
You're trying to figure out what to do with Kawhi Leonard, what you can do there. And you certainly did not want to tie up a bunch of money in Kyle Anderson when you don't even know. You want to maintain some flexibility on the roster right now until you figure out what to do with Kawhi Leonard. So they made the smart move by not matching simply because they don't know what's going to happen in the future.
We're talking to Sam Amico, amicohoops.net, A-M-I-C-O-hoops.net, and you posted this earlier on the website that apparently multiple teams are following the Oklahoma State model, which they did with Paul George, getting a player that isn't necessarily agreeable on the outside looking in at signing for extra years. But Oklahoma did something special. They still signed him, and they learned something, and he learned something about them, and he stayed on with them. And, you know, you said that this is something that other teams are looking at doing, particularly with Kawhi Leonard. Is it a wise strategy for teams like the 76ers to do what Oklahoma City did and get a player that, you know, they're likely not going to resign with you?
Well, you would think, you know, everybody thought that about Paul George, like you just said.
Why is a bit of a weirdo, according to all reports that I've read. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I don't know if they're the same type of player, too. That's the other question, but go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, and I don't know. I think he's just more of a quiet guy. A little bit odd, but certainly.
Maybe a little odd, yeah.
You could certainly make the case that, hey, if Paul George, who seemed determined to get to the Los Angeles Lakers, determined to get there, and they had the money to do it this summer, and he didn't do it, that makes you think, you know what, maybe there are guys who will stay for the extra money.
Mm-hmm.
So if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Philadelphia 76ers, I think if he went to the Sixers should feel confident about that.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, hey, if you want to move on from Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, you're probably getting to the finals.
Right.
Or close to it. You're going to give Boston a run.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you might get past them. So you get to the finals, you're going to go sign with the Lakers, who to me, you know,
yeah.
Look, they'll have a decent team, but they're not getting to, you know, they're not getting to the finals. They may get beat in the first round.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think if your team like the Sixers, you know, now we're hearing a little bit about the Raptors that generated a lot of buzz in Las Vegas. If they could add Leonard and keep DeRozan and maybe even Lowry, we probably couldn't keep both. But if you could keep DeRozan and Leonard, you've got some nice wings there. It's worth a shot, you know, because, look, where else is anybody else going to go? Right now it is Golden State's league. Right now is the time to take risks. If it doesn't work out, well, we weren't going to win the title anyway. So you might as well take some risks now if you're an opposing team.
You know, honestly, if you're on a fan like I am and you're on the outside looking in like I am, you go back to the Chandler Parsons contract. And I know I'm not trying to throw salt in the wound here, but it would be seemingly a more logical decision to take a shot at a one-year could-leave player than a four-year could-be-injured player. Am I wrong or right?
No, you're right. Or a four-year guy who isn't really going to put you over the top.
Right.
You know what? Most teams, Brad, would kill for 1 year of giving their fans a regular season full of fun and excitement and then playoff. Then you listen, look, talk to the Utah Jazz fans this year.
Right, yeah. They're ecstatic.
They're ecstatic. You know, I mean, you win, one team wins a championship, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What everybody else has to do.
Yeah.
Everybody else has to figure out a way to sell merchandise. This is a business.
Yeah,
sell merchandise,
sure.
Get fans in the seats, mm-hmm. create interest. You know, and being up here in Cleveland, I work out of the Cavs Arena.
Yeah.
You know, when LeBron was gone in the years that I covered the team, I tried to give away tickets. Hey, you want tickets? You want to come to the game? I got tickets.
Oh, God,
and you know what people would say?
What?
Who are they playing?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
I've seen it here, too. Yeah, you see the good years and the bad years and compare them to each other. It's not even close. Listen, Sam, I had to go. I'm running up against it, and I appreciate you coming on the show. And good luck with the site. It looks great. That's Sam Amico. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me, Brad. Take care.
Thank you so much. Sam Amico with AmicoHoops.net. You can catch him on Twitter at Sam Amico, formerly with Fox Sports. Very cool stuff. And coming up next, we'll tell you what's on TV. We'll get ready for dinner to go. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show, and it's 92.9 FM ESPN.
Three easy steps for your $1,000 reward. One, download the Radio.com app for free. Two, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the Radio.com app. Three, listen at the top of every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and win $1,000 an hour. Starting Monday, it's simple. Radio.com cash, just for favoriting, listening, and winning. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sleepy C's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores every day of the week, so you don't have to wait for some gigantic sale. The gigantic sale's there whenever you need it. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitten. That's in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. And if you want to reach Mike directly, you can. 901-692-6200. That's 692-6200. 6,200. A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal, each of the past 3 years, were asked to vote for best mattress store in the Memphis area. Sleepy Z's won all three times, and they've been nominated again. You can vote for them right now, and you should, at memphismost.com. That's memphismost.com. Remember, they sell more than just mattresses. Also furniture, name brand, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything that you need to furnish your home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's, so that's where you need to look. And when you check it out, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show. You'll get an additional 10% off. That's at Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner on the web, sleepyzzz.com. Summer is finally here. Lots of days at the pool, lots of nights on the grill. And if you're looking for a drink to contribute to all the fun, this is Gary Parrish reminding you to do what I do and grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. It's filtered three times to create a soft finish. You can use it to make a screwdriver or a cosmopolitan, a white Russian, a Bloody Mary, or as I've told you for years now, New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth, you can just drink it straight if you want. Yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's now the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, they got a whole bunch of those as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all, mix them together. It doesn't matter to me. Just make sure to purchase New Amsterdam Vodka next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
It's internet, but not just any internet. It's the fastest speeds that will blow you away, internet. It's Wi-Fi that lets you stream on any device throughout your home, internet.
Even the laundry room?
Yep, even the laundry room. It's, wait, I can get fast speeds and up to 5 lines of talk and text included with this internet? Hello, savings. It's internet and mobile from Xfinity. Internet that makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
See how you can get Xfinity Mobile included with your internet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay. Your monthly charge increases by $5. Offer ends 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to performance starter 25 megabits per second internet for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
The Ram Summer Clearance Event is here, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us.
Right now, current owners of select light-duty trucks financing at $9,500 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Class based on light-duty pickups. Visit www.ramtrucks.com/apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/31/18.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from 92.9 FM ESPN, and I'm here to tell you about Tackle. What if I told you you've been working hard lately, and I can help you make your life easier? That's simple. All you have to do is download the Tackle app. It is here to help you make life so simple. You can get your house cleaned, handyman work done, junk hauled, yard work finished, furniture rearranged, a TV hung, or hundreds of other chores checked off your to-do list. Tackle connects you to background check providers who show up ready to work in an hour or two, and there are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from. I bought a new ping pong table, had no idea how to put it together. I opened up the Tackle app, and within an hour, I had someone there to help me put it together. Bang, we were playing on it later that afternoon. Are you ready for someone to help make your life easier? Then download the Tackle app for free. Don't miss out. If you need a small job or chore done, then it's Tackle. Download the Tackle app for free now. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your list done. That's Tackle. T-A-K-L. Tackle. Treat yourself to Tackle. Download it now. You'll be happy that you did.
Are you up for the challenge? Then come to FedEx Forum on Saturday, July 28th and help AARP found Foundation and local volunteers pack 500,000 meals for struggling seniors in Memphis. They could really use your help. Sign up today at mealpackchallenge.org. Participating students will be eligible for service hours. The Meal Pack Challenge is made possible by the AARP credit card from Chase and brought to you by AARP Foundation. It's amazing the difference a meal can make. Sign up at mealpackchallenge.org.
Blue Chair Bay Rum presents Kenny Chesney. Trip Around the Sun Tour 2018. Another crazy trip around the sun. No one throws a party like Kenny Chesney. July 19th, Bank Plus Amphitheater with special guests Old Dominion. Broken heart. Now she. Reserve seats on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group, AEG Presents, and Live Nation.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, Grizzlies not doing the Summer League thing this evening. We've got more Summer League action, though, coming up this weekend. So looking forward to that. And that seems to be the topic of discussion. My thanks, by the way, to intern Catherine for sitting in studio with me today to hold down the fort. Well done. Your first time producing the Gary Parrish Show.
Yeah, first time.
So well done, Catherine. Appreciate your summer is running out here. Only about a week and a half left on your internship. Very cool. So going back to Memphis to play soccer with the team there. So good luck to you. And been good having you here this summer. Also on the show today, my thanks to Sam Amico. Again, if you want to check him out and read his stuff at Amico Hoops, he's at AmicoHoops.net on Twitter. So thanks to him, Jeff Calkins, for joining us on the road. And Gary Parrish is at Peach Jam, where they just tipped things off with number one and number two, the number one and number two prospects of 2019 going against each other. And James Wiseman from here in Memphis, who Memphis is hot and heavy on, against Vernon Carey Jr., Penny Hardaway, John Calipari. Couple assistants from Duke, North Carolina. Those are all sidelined along with our very own Gary Parrish. So Gary will be with us tomorrow at 4 to chat more about Peach Jam. But right now, let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, we learned the Tigers are going to be playing a pretty tough opponent in November as part of the tournament that they're in. They could play Villanova in the tournament, but they'll open against Oklahoma State in Thanksgiving. The game will either be on ESPN, main ESPN or ESPN2, and it's not going to be easy as everyone sort of thought it was, but should be a good game, and we'll get a good test for the Tigers in their first month of the season.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, Gary's not here, so I don't have to talk about the Mets, Catherine. I can talk about my St. Louis Cardinals a little bit. The Cardinals.
Take it away.
Yeah, they are on our sister station, ESPN 790, but the Cardinals have had some struggles this year. They're taking on the White Sox. Luke Weaver is on the mound for the Cardinals. You can catch that on ESPN 790 AM.
What should I watch on TV?
Summer League. It's Summer League. Let's see. Right now, the Bulls-Mavs is on NBA TV. Later, Pistons-Timberwolves. So we can see Derrick Rose's Summer League squad. He's been playing, obviously. But you can see the Summer Timberwolves and see what they got going on.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Gary talked about it on the show today. He's going to be writing a column for CBSSports.com. We'll see if that comes out tonight. Basically talking about college recruiting rules and some likely changes that are coming next year. And we could see different tournaments and some... You may not see a Peach Jam style. You'll probably still see a Peach Jam, but you'll see some regional events and some other things that Gary talked about earlier on the show. So look for that from Gary. Matt Norlander at CBSSports.com did a guide to the Summer League event that Gary's at. Talks about James Wiseman and others. You can read all of that at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Jeffrey Wright will step in, and I'll go back into producing since Jeffrey's not going to have to do double duty. Jeff Calkins will be back in studio, so Jeff Wright will host the Gary Parrish Show tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I'll be producing. Join us at 4. Tomorrow morning, make sure you join Golic and Wingo in the morning for a World Cup coverage as well as more summer hoops. And Spain and Fitz are next. Catherine, thank you so much. For now, be careful, be kind, be good, and rep your hood, y'all.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
It's that time of year again. Yes, it is time for the Oak Hall semi-annual sale. And you know what I really love about it? You can get beautiful spring and summer clothes when, here's the good part, we still have most of summer still to go. Think about it. This isn't September or anything. We have most of July and all of August ahead of us. And whether you're at a backyard barbecue or at a family reunion or on a trip to the beach or anywhere else, you can be looking looking and feeling your absolute best. Because at Oak Hall, their entire stock of spring and summer clothes, now up to 50% off. Spring and summer sport shirts, all 50% off. There's a great selection of knit shirts, 30 to 50% off. So you can walk in, pick up a couple of stunning shirts, and look and feel great starting this afternoon. You'll get the same great service you've always gotten at Oak Hall. You'll get the same beautiful clothes that Oak Hall has been known for since 1859, but you'll be paying up to half price. So stop by the semi-annual sale at Oak Hall, where the service is always spectacular, but the spring and summer clothes are now up to 50% off.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive, and seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/fresh. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, forhims.com/fresh today, and get started for just $5 while supplies last. Visit 4hims.com/fresh right now. 4hims.com/fresh.
See website for full details. Not all services through the HIMS platform are available in all 50 states.
City Auto makes it easy to find the right vehicle to meet your family's needs. With over...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.